This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's just pretty jarring that it went that way because he went 4-2 as a starter, and we did know this. Tomlin really did think he was the best quarterback in that class coming out. So, man, the amount of accrued, like, bad tape that must have scared Tomlin off, including whatever he put on tape with the Steelers last year, is just kind of staggering. That's all. Anyway.
Well, it's definitely going to change their offense up. Week one last year, Fields ran it 14 times against Atlanta. Is Rodgers going to run it 14 times all year? And Tomlin talked about how Fields can make it an 11-on-11 game. Rodgers never will, so he's got to be a great pocket quarterback, which is the way football was played for a very long time. And then, obviously, Lamar Jackson and some of these other guys have kind of changed that. But Tomlin's definitely gone back to the old school way of doing things and not harping on, I want my quarterback to be mobile, like he did at the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career, where every time they played a mobile quarterback, Tomlin was like salivating over possibly having that kind of guy in his locker room. Now it's back to...
Well, he's got red paint, so he's painting his barn
that's
and
right.
his quarterback
but he
preferences
went, but he
red.
But he didn't show up, and the only paint they had was red. He picked the red paint in this case, I think.
I still think he picked the baseball card here. He might end up being proven right in the sense that I think he'll be better than Fields and better than Wilson, but like, I don't think he is getting, Mike Tomlin is the Aaron Rodgers that can win you playoff games or even a game and go toe-to-toe with the best in the league.
Donnie, are you nervous that on Sunday, Justin Fields may come back to bite or haunt the Steelers for this game? In this game in particular?
Yes, at least a couple examples of that. I mean, I don't think he's going to have like a 5-touchdown game where we see the very best of Justin Fields, or like that Thursday night game he had with the Bears a few years ago where he had like 3 or 4 touchdowns and 300 yards. But there's going to be a play or two, maybe 3, in this game where the Steelers kind of get caught with their hand in the cookie jar on Justin Fields and he turns something in, you know, something out of nothing, turns chicken you know what into chicken salad. I don't think he's gonna have like a Terrell Pryor type 90 plus yard run.
Are you hearing this though?
I am.
It sounds like you're putting the Steelers on upset alert right out of the box.
I absolutely am.
Well, wow.
Here's the funny
sound
thing.
The alarm.
I mean you saw you referenced my record prediction
upset
earlier.
Alert.
You apparently weren't paying attention to what I had them doing on Sunday.
Man, it's hard for me to see them getting to 11-6 if they lose.
Wait
this
a minute. You're calling right now. You think the Steelers are going down to the Jets on Sunday?
I think they're going to lose.
Oh,
sweet, sassy, molassy. I actually have my gut to whatever.
Ugly game, not as if they get blown out.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel great about them.
I'll just tell you this much. Hearing you say that's jarring only because for whatever my gut instincts are worth, I actually think the likelier scenario with Fields, because Tomlin, you know, talking about the idea of You had the player last year, prepping for the player, all that stuff. Fields tries to open up more than he did against with the Steelers because he had the handcuffs on so badly. I could see them absolutely baiting him into a very bad interception. Like, I think if this game is close, it might turn in the Steelers' favor on him making a really, like, grievous turnover. Because I don't think for the Jets there's going to be as much of an impetus with him to take care of the ball to a fault through the air, at least.
Really?
I think they might let him throw a couple.
I don't see that. I think it's going to be, I think they're going to steal the Steelers' blueprint.
Aaron Glenn and Mike Tomlin try to out-ugly each other.
I think the only difference that I think we'll see is I think the Jets will sell out to make him a runner more than the Steelers did. I think at this point it's like he's not there to just keep the car on the highway in between the white lines.
You say he's the Ferrari again?
But I think as a runner, like I think 14 last year for Fields in the first game. I think he could run it 20 times.
20
in this game, yeah.
But they've got Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, Sonic and Knuckles.
I know
they're gonna run it 60 times.
I think they're gonna run it as much as they can. If they get down in the game, well then all bets are off. But I think their strategy is more games are you lose more games than you win, and I think they're gonna try to play mistake free football against the Steelers, and that's the same recipe that Tomlin used with Fields.
I think
Aaron Glenn comes from that Bill Parcells coaching tree,
yeah,
man. That's how it goes.
He wants to. I just think Fields
he wants to
might
win
be,
with defense, man.
I think it might be more Fields going
rogue.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, maybe I should have said that more clearly. I don't
Jets rule that
might
out.
Open things up a little bit for him. I think he might have a temptation to say, like, "Hey, I'm going to prove you wrong. I can throw it," and the Steelers might be planning for that. And
I think Aaron Rodgers could do the same thing.
Oh, I think both quarterbacks have an axe to grind with their previous employer.
100%.
I trust Aaron Rodgers, believe it or not, more to make those throws than I do Justin Fields. I'm talking about strictly throwing the ball. I trust Rodgers to be able to exploit these things.
I think if Rodgers has a clean pocket, you're right. But I'm not sure he's going to get one.
I'm a little distracted. Somebody says I look like a serial killer if you have this on video stream on mute. Now I'm getting called the new Dexter, that my body language and appearance is that of a serial killer.
My wife called me a serial killer just last night, and she's married to me.
Why did she...
Is it because she found out you're in 35 fantasy football leagues?
No, it's because we had an apple pie from Giant Eagle, and instead of like cutting out a slice...
You cut out of the middle?
I just ate it with a fork like right into it.
Oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
So like
was it a whole fresh pie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Why
like
is
if
that
there's
bad?
Like a small wedge of pie left and it's only you and Amanda really eating it, you take
I knew it was going to be a full pie.
Yeah, that's
terrible. Well,
there's the picture of it. I'll try to blow it up for you guys.
That's terrible.
See?
What?
Okay, so now nobody besides...
No, I mean, that's not as bad as he made it seem. I think that's...
Or did you take that after you ate all that?
Wait, that's how
she
much
took the picture of it.
That's how much of the pie you ate just with a fork from a dead start.
Yeah, I just ate like the good stuff in the middle and left the crust and stuff.
Oh,
around
yeah,
it.
You are like a freak show. What the hell's wrong with you? The crust is also good.
Yeah, but the crust is where the homogenized fats come in that
oh,
Mel Kiper was
oh,
talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, he
because when I'm eating pie,
me.
I'm thinking about that.
He evangelized me on those homogenized
Who was this again?
Fats. Mel Kiper.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's why he only eats the filling.
Right.
Pony hasn't had a carb since 1992, says another person. I don't know. I guess I find it more likely, though, that if both of these quarterbacks are trying to prove to their previous employer that they were wrong to kind of usher them out the door, I give Rodgers a better chance of actually succeeding in that regard. I guess that's just because Donnie, I think, has the giraffe take here, sticking his neck out there saying the Steelers are going to lose. That's my rebuttal.
6 days from now, do you think when we're on the air and you're giving out your balls, do you think Justin Fields is going to get a game ball for this game?
Ooh, I mean...
Oh, man, what a question.
Yeah, I mean, there could be multiple defenders getting game balls. I mean, here's the other thing. If Sauce Gardner, who we talked about earlier, if he completely takes DK Metcalf out of the game, that makes me very concerned for the Steelers' offense.
There's a couple of matchups for them in this game that I wonder about in a way that would keep me up at night. if Gardner takes away Metcalf, and then isn't McDonald matched up against against Broderick Jones?
Yes, he is.
How about that? Those are the guys that went back-to-back in the draft.
Belichick, oh, I remember. Yeah,
Belichick
I remember.
Made that trade because he thought he was screwing the Jets.
Well, he
because he thought the Jets wanted Broderick Jones.
They did.
And they settled for Will McDonald, and he had a big year last year, man.
Well, he's
been the better of the two players so far.
They
different
were panicked.
Positions, I know.
They were panicked about it because when they took Will McDonald, I remember there being analysis like, oh, boy, what happened to the Jets here? They clearly didn't see this coming. And then, yeah, much to my dismay, Will McDonald's coming off a season where he had 10.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sacks.
And a line drive into the right center field gap. And that'll get past Canario and Cruz into the big alley. Cruz drops it. And now they're going to wave home Duran. Here comes the throw, and he will score. It's 4-1 Boston, just like that.
Duran. And I ran so far away for that inside the park home run.
That's Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What are some Duran Duran songs?
Rio.
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Could I have said something about him being hungry like a wolf or
no,
a,
you
inside
just
the
pulled,
park
you
run?
Just thought Duran Duran did I Ran So Far Away.
I did.
Yeah.
That was like one of the only lowlights for the Pirates this week, and they went to Fenway. They took 2-3 against a pretty hot Red Sox team. Don't look now, but outside of the Texas Rangers, the Pirates are the hottest team in baseball. They've won 7-10. They're only 2 games under 500 under Donnie Kelly. Final month of the season at PNC Park. If they go 15-9 in their final 24 games,
76 wins.
They'll go 76 and 86 for the third straight year. And what would happen then if they match
would
last year?
Would you get
year?
The, it was really Derek Shelton's fault? Because they'd end up at that point being four games above 500 with Don Kelly for the balance of his tenure.
I think in that scenario,
with everybody's
the, with,
back.
With the minor league teams winning, with Connor Griffin's success, with the way Bubba Chandler's looked so far, yeah, I think he would be.
Would they hire even more analysts next year?
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Greg Brown joins us right now, Pirates broadcaster. Greg, do these games matter to that degree, in your opinion? I mean, you're around the ball club every day. If they have a winning September and get close to last year's number, what does that mean for the future of the Pirates?
I don't know, Andrew. I've never, ever believed that what happens in September carries over to the following year.
In terms of big decisions that get made.
Yeah, I don't know. In terms of personnel, you mean?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know. Just for me, in terms of wins, I'm more thinking about needing and having to having to win in 2026, and how they go about it. They think they're doing it the right way, including talked about this before. Tommy Pham continues to play out left field. Maybe they feel that by winning games here, that helps them win next year. I just don't happen to agree with that.
So, do they have designs on keeping Tommy Pham?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, I don't know. I actually asked Ben Sherrington that on Sunday on the show, and he didn't poo-poo it. He obviously you have to sign as a free agent. I brought it up because the Red Sox, I don't know if you saw that, they extended Aroldis Chapman.
They did.
On Friday, which was very unusual. You'd never see that, rarely see it in baseball, that somebody gets extended that late in the season. And so I wondered whether he would consider keeping Pham, and he basically said that they're certainly not against it, and talked about how what a great example he's been and how good he was the first in terms of being a good teammate and so on. So we'll see.
Greg, are you seeing tangible signs for optimism in 2026?
Andrew, I am seeing what I believed this team needed in order to win more games, and that was to score a few more runs. The pitching has been there from, heck, going back to last year. It's gotten better. And so since Horowitz has played every day, Gonzalez has played about every day since they got through their injuries, I say yes. And then the proof is that they are about a 500 team under Don Kelly in 100 games. For all intents and purposes, they're 500. And that's not, by any stretch, that's not the goal. But as we've said for so many, many years, especially now with the expanded playoffs, if you're even around 500, at least
sure,
you're in the discussion for postseason. And when you are around 500, even measly 500 by the end of July, that forces the hand of the general manager and the baseball team, and they, for all intents and purposes, have to make a move if they believe they are in it. It forces their hand to acquire a player or players to try and put them over the top.
Greg, when's Bubba Chandler going to pitch again?
Tonight.
Do we know when?
Well, it'll be the fourth or the fifth inning. I don't know exactly what day, I don't know what inning, but it depends on how long they decide Carmen Majinski should go, whether it's once through the lineup three innings or whether they stretch him out to four. I guess a lot of that will have to do with pitch count and how well he's pitching, but I would assume he starts the fourth or the fifth inning.
What is the argument for not switching it and having Chandler start the game and having Majinski be the guy that follows?
I don't know. I asked Donnie on his pregame radio show, which will air here at 25 before first pitch, and he said that they just looked at it and felt like the way Majinski's pitched, they like how it's gone so far with Bubba being the bulk guy. I wonder whether the fact that it's the Dodgers might have anything to do with it. Do they think that, is it fair to Bubba Chandler that he would start his first big league start against a star-studded lineup that, you know, well, like the Dodgers. I don't know. Maybe that comes into play.
If he's your best pitching prospect and maybe one of the two or three best pitching prospects in all of baseball, and he's already shown what he's shown in these couple appearances out of the bullpen, wouldn't you want to put him in there maybe against a big boy lineup because it might actually bring the best out in him?
Yeah, Chris, I don't know the answer as to why they did it, only what he told me. And he said he liked Majinski, and I'm trying to figure out why they wouldn't start Bubba. And to your, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I say the heck with that. And it's Bubba Chandler.
Like, show the guy you believe in him a little bit and that you want to see him go out there
absolutely.
And take the
ball. I would love that. I would agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't know that that's the – I don't know. They say they like the Majinski starting and they like Chandler being the bulk guy, and maybe they just don't want to mess with what's going good. But they also have said that Bubba Chandler is going to start at some point before the end of the season. So we'll see.
Greg, are you aware of this stat that Block had yesterday that Henry Davis is closing in on the MLB record for most consecutive at-bats without a hit with a runner in scoring position? He is now 0 for his last 41 with runners in scoring position. That is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, yeah, you know, I don't want to bury the guy, but it's hard to believe. I forget the next guy he's closest to. We chatted about this on the air the other day. The other two guys in front of him in terms of the most consecutive at-bats without getting a hit with a man in scoring position. For a moment, actually, the official score the other day in St. Louis when he had that bunt that scored the run, the official score gave him a hit and changed it. So that was short-lived where he was
off the hook.
He was off the hook.
Greg, it undermines all this talk about how much better he is as a receiver. I mean, if he hits 170, who gives a rat's rear end about how he receives games? I don't.
Yeah, by the way, it's Ben Oglethie was with Detroit, had 42 consecutive at-bats in 1977, I guess, without a hit with a man in scoring position. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Again, Andrew, I it's all well and good that you're so good defensively, and I appreciate that he's made the great strides, and that's all we hear about. But my goodness, I just don't think that that's – this goes back to the Austin Hedges question, mm-hmm. which kind of boggled my mind. Nobody could ever convince me that Austin Hedges was that good defensively that you could have that anemic an offense. I mean, it's like a pitcher. It's like the old days before the DH. It was like it's a pitcher batting. Worse.
Yeah.
And I just don't believe that defense is behind the plate should supersede just such a horrific – offensive player. And so
yeah,
I wouldn't play him every day until he starts to show some signs of life with that bat.
Kershaw tonight, Ohtani tomorrow, Skeens on Thursday. Not bad. Have fun, Greg. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Thank you much.
There you go. Malzy, I have a question for you about the Pirates.
Sure, Pony. Fire away.
Your thoughts on the Pirates broadcast trolling the Red Sox yesterday and showing a montage of all the Red Sox lowest moments?
I think that would be... Was this a response to hodgepodge of nothingness years later?
I thought about that. Like, if they're still crotchety and cranky over, like, you had the balls
to call us,
out, and now that we've taken two from you... we're going to rub your face in it and, like, show Aaron Boone's home run and Bill Buckner's air to start a broadcast.
I would suggest...
what if the Red Sox broadcast just showed the NL Central standings to start?
In any given year.
If I were the Red Sox broadcast, I would show the 1979 World Series and then put a graphic up that said the Pirates have not won a playoff series since this.
I thought that was kind of rich. Like, the more I thought about it, like, it was funny in the moment because I just generally hate Boston and it was set to the Cheers theme, which was cool.
But, like, man, you better know what kind of glass house you're throwing those
stones
from.
That is exactly what I thought.
The
Pirates shouldn't be mocking really any team right now.
That franchise has won 4 World Series since you last won a playoff series.
The Red Sox should have just put up like an image of Ben Cherington to start their show. And you're like, you guys have our old GM. How's that feel? How about them apples?
The Red Sox are a contender almost every year. They've had a rough run two of the last four. And
they're back in it this year.
They're back to being good again. I would not be throwing stones at the Red Sox if I were the Pirates broadcast director, producer.
Donnie, I mean, it was really like neatly done and cool, I thought, but seriously? We're going to mock them?
That would be like the Cleveland Browns like having a preseason game against the prime Brady Patriots and like playing like an NFL Follies montage of like times Tom Brady got hit or fumbled.
Do you agree with that?
I didn't even really think of it when I saw it. I was just happy they used the Cheers theme because one of my all-time favorite shows. But, yeah, I mean, it is kind of tough considering how bad the Pirates have been for so long. And the Red Sox have been, I think, unquestionably the most successful baseball team in this century.
They showed a clip of Babe Ruth hitting a home run to start. I'm like, where are they going with this?
And yeah, that was kind of funny.
Bucky Dent's home run and Aaron Boone.
Yeah, and then what happened the year after the Aaron Boone home run? They mounted the single most legendary comeback in the playoffs in American sports history. Like, literally, they did the unthinkable the next year and ripped the Yankees' guts out on national television. I would kill to be a Red Sox fan with their level of success mixed with their failures.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
In the past.
It is time for the Donnie Football Debrief, Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. Brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Also want to tell you that Football Talk on the Fan's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game, so in our case, Steelers-Jets, this Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie?
The debrief, September 2, 2025. All right, fellas, the AP poll for week two in the college football season is out. We can dive into that. We can also discuss who had the worst weekend in college football. Was it Arch Manning, Bill Belichick, or Alabama football?
Ooh, I like that question.
Where is Penn State in the AP poll? Are they
two? Are number two behind the Ohio State University.
So did Penn State get votes?
They actually did. I believe they got seven.
So you're asking us to pick between those three entities.
Unless you thought somebody else had a worse one.
I think that's fine. I'm eliminating Arch Manning because he went on the road to play the number three team in defending national champions, and as bad as he played, still had a chance to send the game into overtime. So he's third. This is a great question. I am, however, just because of all the absurd amounts of pomp and circumstance, I'm going Belichick. Because, like, Alabama played terribly, and I haven't seen an Alabama team look like kind of like just another college football team to that degree in a while. Like, they just got beat up by a team that had two wins last year. But Belichick got the night to himself. They had those freaking balloons at his press, at his podium afterwards. They're shooting off fireworks like it's the biggest game in college football.
He's hugging Pat McAfee before the game. Like,
I know,
it's
dude.
A scrimmage. Like, the result doesn't even matter.
They're cutting to Jordan and Roy Williams and Lawrence Taylor in that box. Did they cut to them in the fourth quarter? I went to bed. I assume Jordan just left.
Jordan, Michael Jordan or his girlfriend Jordan?
No, Michael Jordan.
Because the girlfriend Jordan was on the sideline. They showed him, I think, in between plays talking to her.
Well, yeah, that's
it
because
it is so absurd.
He's in his early 70s, so she's there to help him relate to players who are much closer to her age, like their backup quarterback. You got Brett McMurphy dunking on him. You got just people left and right.
It's the most points he's ever given up.
His team. He also can't cut all these guys either, like he could in the NFL, where he would just cut the down the line guys. Sorry, pal, you made your bed. You got to live in it and sleep in it.
Most points given up and his second most lopsided loss ever. It absolutely is. He was the biggest loser.
It's him.
They were a 3-point underdog. They lost by 5 touchdowns. It was supposed to be a close game.
I put a few casual bills on TCU -3.5 and felt very good about it very quickly.
You had Coward and Bayless and some of these guys after North Carolina went right down the field and scored and were like, this guy's already got college football figured out. He's got a national championship offense, I think is what Coward said.
Yeah, I just...
And then TCU ripped off 41 consecutive points.
Honestly, you could see a switch flip for TCU, though. Once North Carolina went down the field, they got, like, punched a little bit. Like, instead of getting punched in the mouth and falling apart, they needed to get hit once. Man, as soon as that happened, they just started putting North Carolina's D-line on skates. They're just... You know what was the jarring thing? We've seen Belichick lose. We know the mystique is off, you know, for him now and has been since Brady went to Tampa and won and he floundered without him.
Yep.
But he'd still occasionally show some real defensive prowess and his teams would be occasionally a pain in the ass to play. They beat the Steelers here with Bailey Zuppe, Zappy Zuppy. And this team, because it's college and there can be such a big gap in talent... Every time you looked up, if you stopped to look at your phone, somebody on TCU was running for a touchdown. When the guy fumbles and it's just a perfect scoop and score, goes right to the dude and he just traipses right into the end zone. Just a delight all the way around.
So they play at Charlotte on Saturday night. Oof. Charlotte getting 12.5 points. I think that is going to garner a lot of interest from people.
Charlotte just got murdered by App State, though. I mean, they're...
Right, but people fall into the trap, which they kind of... did with Deion Sanders, I feel, where they're like, I want to see this guy fail so badly.
I'll tell you what, TCU was on the wrong end of that, by the way.
Right, and now that there is evidence that, oh, wow, Belichick got embarrassed in his first game,
Charlotte
I think a lot of people will jump on that.
Charlotte might be one of the worst teams in FBS, though.
How many games will UNC win? They only have one ranked team as of right now on their schedule.
I think they're going to go 4-8.
They strike me, brought in 70 or so new players. They strike me as a lower middle class ACC team, probably low five, which means, 4-8. I mean, does he want to coach them up? Forget about can he. How much will does he have to deal with this?
And now it sucks for Pitt because it looks like it would be an easy win to their schedule.
God, that would be one where I would just be petrified that Pitt would give Bill his first college win.
I just think this whole thing is fueled by the wrong reasons. To me, it seems like it's charged up by sex and nepotism. It's this 24-year-old girlfriend, and it's his son.
His son at least coached for Washington last year, though. Like, his son at least has done a job in college that technically did not involve his dad being the head coach.
Yeah, but they weren't good.
No, I understand that.
And now this is, I think, all set up for his dad to just hand this program over to his kid.
The girlfriend part of it, I think, it's almost like she's using him more than he's using her, though. Like, she wants to be kind of, it seems like she wants to be famous. Does it not?
Yes, they're selling, like, Jordan, what's her name again? I want to say
Jordan.
I wanted to say Jordan Mason. Isn't that a running back for the Vikings?
Aren't they calling her hair?
Yeah, drafted him
hair
last
Jordan.
Night.
Oh, my neighbor drafted him the pick before me, and I was
sneaky pick, I think, in those late rounds.
Because Aaron Jones' age.
Yeah,
they're selling her gear in the merch.
Hair
in the,
Jordan.
In the campus bookstore.
It had that stupid quote, "We're not talking about that." It's got him doing that yoga pose with her. The whole thing's gross. Michael Lombardi's the GM of the team. What are we doing
His terrible
here?
Hairpiece.
Yeah, we're saying that now because, man, we had Lombardi on, 2 weeks ago, and he sounded about as enthusiastic as Eeyore on Quaaludes.
Robert Woods released by the Steelers. He accepted a spot on the practice squad because, according to Kabali, he loved Aaron Rodgers and just wanted to keep playing football. Well, today he changed his mind and said, if I'm not on the 53-man roster, cut me loose. So the Steelers said, is that a threat? Because we'll do it. And they did. So they said goodbye to Robert Woods. This reminds me, and I thought I almost brought his name up in a name game, which we have today at 5:15. I think Joey Galloway did the same exact thing with the Steelers, where he was here for a training camp in the preseason and then just said, screw it, and left.
What time frame would that have been? Mid-aughts?
2006 or 2007, I want to say.
God, that would have been...
When you think of completely random guy who played wide receiver for the Steelers, who's the first name that popped into my head? I'm going to write mine down because I want to see if we're thinking the same exact way and I can prove to you
I have one.
It happened for me.
So
go ahead.
Are we doing like this century?
Can be whenever you want.
Generally speaking, completely random guy who played wide receiver for the Steelers.
Lance Moore.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. I have mine.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Plexico the second time around. But I have Courtney Hawkins.
I'm thinking if he's too good in terms of like
was he too good here?
Yeah.
Well, the other one that's like a random one, but the guy was good here. He was not here for that long. Was Cotchery?
Yes. Yeah. Cotchery had his only double-digit touchdown.
He was way too
here.
Good here, but he kind of hit me as a rando.
I wrote down Quincy Morgan. And my deep cut is Arnez Battle.
Man, that is sick behavior.
That's my
Battle was on that 2010.
Yes, he was. That's team. My deep cut guy.
Well, the other one that I always think of, well, there's a guy, he did go to Notre Dame, I think. I always think of Alan Rossum when I think of like random
Return
students.
Man.
Yeah, Return Man. The other one for me, just a truly random player, is Lee Mays. I always come
Lee
back
Mays
to the Lee
popped
Mays
into my
well.
Head.
Courtney Hawkins in 98 got
good.
Targeted 108 times.
He was their best receiver. But he was also just very random that he was, I think, came over from the Buccaneers, I want to say.
He did, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. You know why I remember him? He was the only guy who occasionally made plays that year in what was one of the worst Steelers offenses that I've ever seen. Topped only by what they did basically in all of 99. I'm still laughing about the Belichick thing. Our guy Nate, who's a very loyal tweeter to the show, Donnie, you know which Nate this is. Nate Storr.
Oh, yeah. He loves UNC.
Oh, he is a Tar Heel through and through, and he is
so
just
is Brooke
down.
So is Pryor. She
He's down
had a rough
very
day.
Bad. Well, I can't figure out. There's this now there's this thread running through it where people are suggesting that a lot of North Carolina fans actually hate this and weren't ever excited about it, and that this is just like if you're on campus, you're getting swept up in it. But a lot of people who have maybe already graduated think it's dumb. I disagree. I think these people are now immediately trying to cover their asses because the Bill Belichick debut fell about flatter than a pancake. And it looks like he just don't got it.
I do think Tomlin would do better in college than Belichick.
He's 20 years younger. He'd do a lot better in college.
Well,
the only thing I would worry about with Mike is would he hire good coordinators? But like, as far as like,
okay, that's a pretty big concern.
Well, Paulson. I have no idea. I mean,
what's his track record tell you? He would not hire good.
But I do think he would get kid. I mean, it's about getting players in an ecosystem like that. And if he goes somewhere that had a big NIL budget,
I've always felt like Pete Carroll is pretty analogous to Mike, and Pete had great success in college. I think their personalities are very similar.
This brings me to Dom saying that Alabama should hire Mike immediately if they fire Kalen DeBoer. I'm going to rain on everyone's parade there. Alabama's got a lot of money. Would you like to guess, Pony, what Kalen DeBoer's buyout is right now to get rid of him?
$70 million.
$63 million. Would you like to know what it drops to on December 1st?
How much?
$60 million.
Yeah.
Too much money. Like, could Texas,
didn't Starkey
or Oregon,
tell you on
Michigan
Friday?
Do it? Maybe.
Donnie, that was his pick to win the national championship?
Bama? Yeah, I think he
was
bullish on Bama. Yeah,
I mean, he's always bullish on Bama. He always says, like, no matter what, they should be in the playoff. They're Alabama.
He and I have gotten into wars about this, where Bama would be like a three-loss team, and they'd be three close losses. I don't care who wins the playoff, Malzi. They're the best team. And he would be adamant about it. And there were times I thought he was probably right, but it made me so mad that I would just not agree with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.